Daily Dose for December 15th. Times of peril, times of hope. Micah has often been referred to by scholars as Isaiah Light, or a condensed version of that longest of the prophets. One facet I find interesting about the minor prophets like Micah, Amos, Hosea, and so on, is that they appear in clusters around specific times in Israel or Judah's history. Micah, Isaiah, Hosea, Joel, and Amos were written during the same era, about 750 to 700 BC. They were all predated just a few years by Jonah. Each of the minor prophets addresses a specific problem. Amos blasted the arrogance of the rich in Israel, who callously pampered themselves as the poor in the land wasted away. Joel spoke to the people about the meaning of the devastating invasion of locusts. God was punishing faithless Israel, but rescuing those who returned to him in faith. Hosea demonstrated in his own marriage what God experienced with unfaithful and adulterous Israel. Before them all, Jonah saw the coming destruction of Israel at the hands of brutal Assyria. He tried to make God destroy Assyria by not going to Nineveh to preach. In the end, Jonah saw a people restored to God, who would later be the rod of God's anger against Israel. It seems that during times of terrible stress and anxiety, God always sends his messengers to warn, to console, to prepare people to repent and change or be destroyed. Is he doing that today? Absolutely. God sends his message at just the right time. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.